This is FAQ.
We're chatting with Ward Howitt at R&W Custom Collision. Our questions today, well, are going to be around private work that needs to get done. Ward, if we want to get something done, not necessarily through SGI, what are the steps we got to take?
Basically, people are interested in getting something painted privately. It could be on their vehicles, could be on their boats, could be on a motorhome, could be on trailers, anything, basically. So people that are interested in getting some of that kind of work done just need to pop by out here at the shop, and we can have a look at it. I can give them a quote price on what it's going to take to fix that up, and then we can just book them in and get them fixed accordingly. So, like now, I think people tend to be at home a little bit more with the COVID issue there or whatever, so they have a little bit more time to inspect some of their stuff, and we have been getting lots of people coming and getting a lot of that private work done.
Is there anything that has to go through insurance?
Basically, if you're in an accident and there's another vehicle involved and there's damage to some other vehicle or building or anything like that, I think it behooves everybody to go through the insurance process to make sure that everything's covered that way. But you back into, say, your own car or your fence at home and you put a small scrape on your bumper, there's no need. You don't have to go through insurance. And, of course, a lot of people are concerned with the amount of points that come with being at fault in an accident, too. So some of the ways people just get around, they don't go ahead and use the insurance, and they'll just pay for that privately, and sometimes saves them money by paying for private.
You had mentioned earlier about getting boats and RVs. Is now a good time to think about that kind of stuff?
That still is a priority for some people, where they're getting their boat touched up. They might have scraped it on the dock last year and been thinking about getting it done. So those are things that we also do here. So or it can be a complete boat restoration. We've had a few of those too, where we painted boats completely and done those types of repairs and work on boats. So it can be aluminum, it can be fiberglass, it can be pretty much whatever the boat is made from. We're able to fix those things.
And what about glass?
Glass also. Even I have one boat in the shop right now where a tree had fell on the windshield part of it, and we're repairing the aluminum structure and replacing the glass on it. So all those types of repairs can be done here at R&W Custom Collision.
Okay, and I suppose there could be situations where you don't have a package policy, and maybe getting that windshield replaced without going through insurance just makes sense.
And that's for sure. Sometimes they just, and one good thing about coming is I can give them an exact cost, so then they know whether it's feasible for them to either pay it privately or go through insurance. And I have lots of people come and we discuss those options for them, and then they can make an informed decision as to which direction they'll go.
Okay, if you've got questions, get a hold of Ward Howitt at R&W Custom Collision. You visit on Facebook, you can call 763-1233, or just stop by the shop 5 kilometers west on Highway number 3.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ on demand at ckvi.com.